Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate Lotte Lehmann's birthday with her students singing along. I often have a recording of one of her students speaking about Lehmann, so I'll play that followed by a piece sung by Lehmann. Then we'll hear the same song performed by the student. The first former Lehmann student we'll hear from is Grace Bumbry, who from her Paris opera debut in 1960 went on to triumph after triumph, the first Black Venus at Bayreuth, and then just about every major opera house in Europe and North America. You'll hear Bumbry describe Lehmann's teaching and singing, then Lehmann's live performance of Wolf's Anacreon's Grab, Anacreon's Grave, followed by Bumbry's recording of that same song.
Lotte Lehmann was for me the epitome of what it meant to be a singer of text. I needed more than just having a beautiful voice. She opened the door to my mind and that there is more to singing than just the instrument itself, what the words of the music are about. I became aware of the sound and the weight of words, what they mean from the point of view of fantasy. And I say fantasy with the real reason, because we have to, first of all, have it in our head. And this was what Lotte Lehmann brought to my mind, that you have to first think it before you sing it. You have to have it in your mind so that the colors that you're looking for and the weight of those words are brought out in the fashion that you think the poet has intended it. She did nothing with my voice. She did not give me voice lessons. She gave me lessons in interpretation and how to analyze a piece of music. I don't even think that she realized that she was giving a lesson in analysis of music, but for me, she did, because it made me aware of the fact that there's more to a piece of music than what's obvious, which is, of course, the words and the notes, but what is beneath those notes, what the flavor was that the composer was looking for. I will be always grateful to her for having opened that door to my mind. I hope that I am passing the same thing on to my students. It's not an easy road, but it is an enjoyable road. Lotte Lehmann will always remain for me the most important person in my entire musical life.
Oh,
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, celebrating Lotte Lehmann's birthday, February 27, 1888, and also featuring her students. She did have many successful students, including tenors, baritones, and basses, but today we'll be hearing from the sopranos and mezzo-sopranos, one of which we just heard, Grace Bunbury. Of the mezzos, we'll now hear Mildred Miller talk about studying with Lehmann. Miller made her Met debut in 1951, where she sang for 23 years. Her recordings of Mahler with Bruno Walter conducting are classics. She went on to an extensive career as a teacher herself.
The very, very first time I heard Madame Lehmann sing was when I was a student at the Cleveland Institute of Music. She sang in Cleveland at the Music Hall, a great big place. But I felt every word and every nuance that she gave. And the one song that changed my whole approach to singing, changed my life as a singer, was the wonderful folk song, Mein Mädel hat einen Rosenmund. In this song, it's strophic, and each verse calls for a different color, different person, different thought. And each time there's the section with the tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, du lest mir keine Ruhe. Every verse had a different color, a different feeling for the la-la-la. And that last sentence, du lest mir keine Ruhe, each time was different with underneath it all different wonderful meanings. And I got them all. And I said, that's for me. And that's what I want to do. I shall never forget the first time I went to Hope Ranch. We went into her living room and she said, what will you sing? And I said, well, I have just been singing the Liederkreis of Schumann. And I said, I thought I would sing the first song, and which I did. To refresh your memory, the German words are aus der Heimat. Hinter dem Blitzen rot, da kommen die Wolken her. Aber Vater und Mutter sind lange tot. Es kennt mich dort keiner mehr. Translated means, from the homeland, there by the lightning red, there, that's where the clouds are coming from. But father and mother are long dead. And no one knows me there anymore. I was deeply touched by what I was singing because I had just 2 weeks before lost my mother. And I started to cry. And she said, wait, you must have loved your mother very much. And I said, oh, yes. And she said, why are you crying? The memory of her should be so wonderful that you should smile. I was stunned. This sort of philosophy, absolutely, in many cases, the opposite of what my American-German upbringing had been, was so different and so wonderful and so often upbeat and so often with humor that I hadn't even seen the humor, so often a little sexy, offbeat, and wonderful, was what I loved when I worked with Madame Lehmann.
Aus der Heimat hinter den Blitzen rot, da kommen die Wolken her. Aber Vater und Mutter sind lange tot, es kennt mich dort keiner mehr. Doch wie bald kommt die stille Zeit, da ruhe ich auch, da ruhe ich auch. Und über mir rauscht die schöne Waldeinsamkeit, die schöne Waldeinsamkeit. Und keiner kennt mich mehr hier.
You just heard Mildred Miller speak about her experience with Lehmann, followed by her teacher's performance of Schumann's Schöne Fremde, followed by her own. What a way to celebrate Lehmann's birthday. By the way, hearing Lehmann's version of a piece and her student's interpretation isn't meant to mean that one is superior to the other. In her lessons, Lehmann always rejected imitation, which she thought of as the antithesis of artistry. She had many students who became successful, including Marilyn Horn, who studied with Lehmann at the Music Academy of the West. Horn enjoyed an opera and recital career as successful as any singer I can think of. In this bit of my interview with Horn, she talks of her teacher. Then she'll sing Wagner's Schmerzen, or Pains, after Lehmann's 1929 recording of that same song.
People think of Lehmann as being such an incredible interpreter, which she was. Her expression was unique, but people don't really know how great that voice was. That sound, very Italian at sounding, and just marvelously focused and placed. And, oh, it was really something. You know that I studied with her.
Of course. Yeah.
Spiegel wurde dich erfreut.
We just heard Marilyn Horn in Wagner's Schmerzen, or Pains, preceded by her teacher, Lotte Lehmann's performance of that song. The next Lehmann student we'll hear from had a worldwide career in art song, opera, and light music. After retiring, she taught privately in New York City. This is Luba Cheresky.
When she opened up Lieder for me, it seemed like opera was suddenly vulgar. The fact that you could take one song, short song, and tell so much with the words and the music, and I was just madly in love with Lieder after that, even though we had an opera class too. Then after I came to New York, every time Lehmann would come here, and she was going to record the poets and recite them, I was in the room listening to her, and I realized that's where the inspiration came for her, from the poem first. And then when she wedded it with the music, it became so incredibly expressive. She did one of the most incredible things in class once. Somebody was singing Morgan, and you know it has a gorgeous long prelude. And this person was standing there and going, during the introduction, straightening up clothes. And so she said, "Stop, I show you." And she went up there, because the music starts, as I'm sure you'll agree with me, when the piano starts, not when you begin singing. And the moment that first note sounded, it wasn't acting. She got a look in her eyes which came directly from her soul. When it came time for her to open her mouth, it seemed like it would be an interruption of what she was doing. And then, of course, she wouldn't sing in class, you know, but she'd say, "Oh, that's what you do. You start when the first note starts." Lehmann didn't teach voice. She had cute, wonderful little tricks, but she always said she never had her technique perfected. She did pretty well.
Da hab ich hier gestanden.
dich aufs weite Feld ein Lied, das klingt und singt, das lockt und zieht. Wind, Wind, und du allein soll stets die Stadt meiner Träume sein. Dort, wo die alten
Lubacheresky's enthusiastic memories of studying with Lehmann. Then her teacher sang Schumann's Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, followed by Czereski's performance of that same song. Then, because those songs are short, we heard Lehmann sing Wien, du Stadt meiner Träume, followed by her student's rendition of that same love song to Vienna. I enjoy hearing the different ways that songs can be interpreted, and remind you that I'm not playing the student and Lehmann's versions to show one as better than the other. Another of Lehmann's students whose career was European-based is Marcella Reale, whose repertoire included over 60 operas from Mozart to Wagner, Puccini to Shostakovich. A Fulbright and Rockefeller scholar, she was awarded the Puccini d'Oro in Milan for her outstanding portrayals of Puccini heroines, having performed with Placido Domingo, José Carreras, Mario Del Monaco, Franco Corelli, and other such greats. You'll hear her teacher, Lotte Lehmann, sing Tosca's Visi d'Arte, followed by that same aria sung by her student, Marcella Reale.
Yeah.
Just now, Marcella Reale sang Puccini's Visi d'Arte, preceded by Lehmann in that same aria. The next Lehmann pupil is Benita Valente, who went on to great success at the Met, as well as recitals and in solos with all the major orchestras and chamber music ensembles. Though Valente studied with Lehmann at the Music Academy of the West for 5 summers, I don't have a recording of her talking about those experiences, so we'll just hear her teacher sing the Strauss-Lied Ständchen, or Serenade, followed by Valente's interpretation of that song.
Mach auf, mach auf, doch leise, mein Kind, um keinen vom Schlummer zu wecken. Kaum murmelt der Bach, kaum zittert im Wind ein Blatt an den Bäschen und Hecken. Drum leise, mein Mädchen, dass nicht sich regt, nur leise die Hand auf die Klinke gelegt. Wie Tritten, helfen du sacht, um über die Blumen zu hüpfen. Flieg leicht hinaus in die Mondscheinacht, zu mir in den Garten zu schlüpfen. Schlummer die Blüten am riesigen Bach und duften im Schlaf. Nur die Liebe ist wach. Sitz nieder, hier dämmert geheimnisvoll und haben
und in den Bäumen
On this Lotte Lehmann birthday edition of Singing and Other Sins, we've just heard the birthday girl herself sing Ständchen by Strauss, followed by her former student Benita Valenti's version of the same song. To close, we'll hear Alice Marie Nelson, who studied privately with Lehmann, speak about a Brahms lied von ewiger Liebe, of eternal love. Then, from a 1927 recording with small orchestra, we'll hear her teacher's version followed by that of Alice Marie Nelson.
For 3 months in the spring of 1968, I had the extraordinary privilege of working on German song literature and the role of Octavian in Der Rosenkavalier with Madame Lehmann in the privacy of her living room. As I had been studying acting for some years, I was easily able to relate to her way of entering into the poetry and emotional content of the material. I was relieved that she never imposed her own interpretation on mine. If I convinced her with my version, she left it alone. This was quite extraordinary in my experience, as I had attended master classes of other famous singers who were not so enlightened. This song, Von ewiger Liebe, was one about which we had an ongoing discussion. I felt that the narrator who describes the scene had a point of view, was not neutral, and that this was reinforced by the use of the word ja, which begins the fourth line of the poem. Madame Lehmann disagreed, insisting that this word had no particular meaning and that the narrator was merely a setter of the scene with no personal point of view. In the end, we agreed to disagree. I came away from my encounter with this great interpretive artist much enriched and strengthened in my own sense of myself as an artist. Up until that point, I had wondered whether I had the necessary strength to try for a real career in music. But having survived this difficult but thrilling encounter, I felt emboldened to try.
Thank you.
Alice Marie Nelson's performance of Von ewiger Liebe, of Eternal Love by Brahms, preceded by Lehmann's interpretation. This has been a Singing and Other Sins birthday tribute to Lotte Lehmann, in which we've been able to hear both the teacher and some of her many students. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.